This is Athens News Matters. I'm Chris Shoup. This next story is for the birds, quite literally, and one specific type of bird, our friend the humble vulture. Vultures are not as well regarded as some of their smaller, prettier songbird cousins, but vultures are pretty important to our quality of life. The Athens-Clarke County Solid Waste Department's Recycling Division is celebrating the vulture with the 6th Annual Athens Vulture Festival. Yeah, that's a thing. On Saturday, September 28th at the Athens-Clarke County Landfill from 8 a.m. to noon. Here to talk about the festival and the importance vultures play to our community is Mason Tao from the ACC Recycling Division. Mason, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start out. What are some of the activities that we can expect to partake in at the Vulture Festival this year?
Well, I'd say the most exciting thing are the live birds. We have Winged Ambassadors, a nonprofit organization, coming, and they're bringing a black vulture, a barred owl, and a Harris hawk, potentially some other birds, but those three were confirmed. And they'll be bringing those to show up close different parts of the bird, why they're important, and just giving people an experience. A lot of times we see the birds from far away. This will be up close and personal.
Well, you called them important, and in your announcement, you actually call vultures nature's cleanup crew. So why are they so important?
Well, you kind of see them as our secondary mascot for the Solid Waste Department. They come in after nobody else wants it, no other animals want to eat it, and they kind of take care of cleaning up the roadways, the sides of the road, and then a lot of times we don't even see them because they're out in the woods and fields taking care of deceased animals. We kind of get that rap as well as the Solid Waste Department coming in and taking care of cleaning up what nobody else really wants to deal with.
Well, so you're educating folks like me and people that will attend the festival, but how would we go out and sort of be our own ambassadors and let our neighbors know that, you know, vultures are pretty cool and useful birds?
I'd say probably first education. That's kind of my go-to as the education specialist for the recycling division. Just understanding animals and understanding nature really makes us appreciate it a lot more. And then also things that you can do as far as waste reduction. That's another primary goal of this event. Composting, recycling, keeping things out of the landfill also helps keep birds like the vulture out of the landfill because they're attracted to the food.
So, speaking of the health of a vulture, then what can we do to keep the vulture population as healthy and populated as we can?
They are a protected species. I'm not the expert on the vultures. I really kind of do the event and then bring in the experts to talk about the birds themselves. But like I said, just keeping the environment in which they live clean and not really encroaching on their territory as much as we can, that will help preserve those birds. And they are protected, like I said.
So I know I seem to see what I believe to be turkey vultures. In fact, they've made quite a habit of coming around in the fall and nesting in the trees in my backyard. And I mean by the tens. I mean, it's quite a few of them back there, and they come back every year. So is that the most common in our area?
Well, we do have two primary types of vultures in our region. It's black vultures and turkey vultures. And you'll see those at the event or anytime that you go to the landfill. They're constantly circling. And the reason for that is the smells and sights of the landfill and the composting operations include food. So they're just looking for their next meal, just like we all are. But that's one of the reasons that we focused on the vulture for this event is you can see them right there, thousands of them in the air, and then being able to see them up close. It's kind of a cool juxtaposition for that event.
So I understand you're working with the Oconee Rivers Audubon Society as well.
Yes, Oconee Rivers Audubon Society has been a partner with us from the beginning. And actually before this event, this actually may have been why we started this event in the first place. They've done bird walks around the property at the landfill as part of the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act by the EPA. All landfills have to have a buffer zone around the outside, which is perfect ecosystem for basically untouched habitat. So a lot of birds and a lot of other animals live right around the landfill because of that protected zone. And that's perfect for bird walks. So the event kicks off at 8 a.m. with Oconee Rivers Audubon Society leading a bird walk through there. And they actually do a big bird walk twice a year, and this is one of them. And then they do smaller ones throughout the season as well.
And where can we go to find out more?
To find out more about the Vulture Festival, visit accgov.com/vulture. Or our Facebook page, Athens-Clarke County Recycling Division. We have an event on Facebook as well for the 2019 Vulture Festival.
Mason Tao is a recycling program education specialist with Athens-Clarke County, and we've been talking about the 6th Annual Vulture Festival, which kicks off at 8 a.m. on Saturday, September 28th at the ACC Landfill. And you can find out more at accgov.com/vulture.